This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon, Tolos, as we are live from Surprise, Arizona. Spring training coverage brought to you by Truly Hard Seltzer. What is the most tiresome sports storyline in all of sports? 877-881-1053. We got Mike Bassick with us. He's part of the show as well. We are hanging out here in Arizona right now, and we will be Facebook Living after the show. Mike, we have one more hour left in the show. We will be Facebook Living an interview on the 105.3 The Fan Facebook page with on the trash Facebook. Can that might, is currently in our dugout.
I would suggest you watch that video, because I have another idea about maybe sneaking on the field and adding a little bit of paint to one of those logos to better represent our show.
The Kansas City Royals logo is essentially the KNC logo.
Yeah.
They stole it from us.
Maybe.
Thanks a lot, George Brett.
Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah. All right. So we got Mike Bassick here, and we wanted to ask you, Mike, what storyline in sports wears you out? 877-881-1053.
At this point, the Dak contract.
Because yes. There's nothing that can be done about it, and nobody knows exactly what's going on?
Yeah, there's for months, there's been nothing really new to report, but yet we report on it every day because, well, we have to.
Do you want a new report?
Go do
it. Report. Dak Prescott might prefer short-term contract with the Cowboys. Think about how stupid this is. All right, so here's what's going to happen with Dak Prescott's contract that's been reported. He might be franchised this year. He might not. He might be franchised this year and next year. He might not. He might get a long-term deal with the Cowboys that could include any number of different amounts of money, years, and signing bonuses, or maybe not. He might prefer a short-term contract with the Cowboys, or maybe not. Or maybe if they can't figure out a deal, he might get traded, or maybe not. So essentially, I could find you a story of every conceivable outcome, and everyone breathlessly talks about it, myself included, because he's the primary player for the primary team that gets talked about the most and draws the biggest ratings in this market. And it's annoying as hell. And that's why I told you, Corey, we're almost there. Midway through March, I'm done.
I have multiple ones, though, because I'm getting tired of the Tom Brady discussion.
Oh, yes.
And I guess we haven't got to free agency yet, but just watching this morning television, and they had him going to every possible team that possibly needs a quarterback, even teams that don't need a quarterback, like teams that made it to the Super Bowl last year. Now are like
the 49ers. Yeah. Could he be the quarterback? He's from California.
So my multiple ones are Dak and the contract.
Okay.
Tom Brady right now, and that's it. Those are my multiple ones.
Corey, where do you fall on this? Because thus far, a lot of people are saying Dak Prescott, although there's a couple of votes for the Astros.
I like this from the 214. Dak Prescott's contract, you guys report on it as if you're getting it part of his money.
Oh, my God. If we got a cut based on every time we brought it up, I would keep talking about it after the franchise deadline. Remember, when that passes, I'm out.
Okay.
So just keep in mind, I want you to pencil in every segment that's about the Dak contract after that. Put in parentheses, without Kevin.
Without Kevin, sans Kevin. I guess for me, the Astros thing, like, I still think that's fascinating, because there's now you have all these other players that are taking shots at him and making jokes about it.
I think Rizzo in the box yesterday.
Trevor Bauer is up there saying, hey, I'm just going to give you the pitch. So I love that. I kind of find that interesting still. Plus, there's new fascinating information being exposed about it all the time. So that's why I still think that story is interesting. The thing for me that I think wore me out this football season was Antonio Brown. his saga every day was something new. And like the only thing that I found entertaining was the bag of gummies that got thrown around there. But other than that, like I was like, man, why is this guy, like, he is so bipolar and he is a danger. So that kind of wore me out this year. But other than that, like the Dak Prescott thing, it's important to this Cowboys team because that one thing right there is everything about what's going to happen with the rest of the franchise this season regarding contracts and their money.
From the 817, the most tiring thing to me is in preseason in any sport. All athletes always say they feel better than they ever have and then have season-ending injuries like a few weeks into the preseason.
Or, you know, everybody's going to do great and nobody can really be honest except media. People are like, I don't think this team's very good. But the players, I always wonder how honest they are because, like, I knew when I was on the Washington Nationals, we're horrible. And the reason I'm here is because we're horrible, and I'm hoping to make this horrible team. But I can't say that to the media.
Now, what I would love to see is I want a media compilation of what every team in baseball tells you their record will be, how many games over 500, the final. It'll be like 500 games over 500 because everyone is like, oh, yeah, I definitely think we could win 85 games, and the worst record will be like 81 and 81. Corey knows mine is like this, and we talk about this all the time. The most tiresome thing in sports to me is how well the surgery went.
Oh, man.
I just want somebody to put out an update, and they're like, oh, my God, it was a catastrophe. We thought it was the ACL, but then you found out it was also the MCL, and then we nicked a vein, and it was problematic. Like, nobody ever says that. Here's everything ever. How did the surgery go, Corey?
It went perfectly. It went exactly
maybe even
planned.
Better than we thought. Yeah, everyone better. Ever, and I hate
except
it.
Except for John Blake. We saw one from John Blake with the Rangers regarding Brock Burke, and it said it went as expected.
Yeah, there was a surgery.
He's tired of it, too. See, Blake was tired of it, too. So he's like, I'm not going to say it went great. It was a surgery. But I will say this. I have heard from the doctors that do those surgeries that are the ones that are doing the surgeries on the baseball players and football players and basketball players. And he's like, yes, we report that because it was successful. You know, almost all the surgeries, as long as they wake up and we fixed it, it was successful.
Oh,
but they do know when they cut it open and they're looking at it and they're fixing it. Sometimes they know when they sew that person up, they're screwed.
As in, they do?
Yes, that they're like, well, we're going to report it. We did it. We fixed it. But they're like, there's a lot of issues in there, and this is probably not going to be great the rest of the way.
Okay, but they don't ever tell
but
the
media. But they don't ever
that,
tell the
I would
media.
Be,
like,
I would be interested in that.
It was successful. We fixed it. We looked in the elbow. It's pretty screwed up, and it is not as clean as the ones that usually come back and do great after this.
I know this is something, Kevin, that you have been against.
I swear to God, is this a ballpark update?
I have been about it the entire time. The ballpark and what number, what percent ready it is. Mike, why is that not interesting to Kevin? Why does he hate it so much?
I don't really care either. It's either going to be done or not be done.
And you know who else also doesn't care? Joey Gallo. You heard yesterday when I proposed that to Gallo, he goes, yeah, it does seem like a bit much. And somebody goes, speaking of that, Kevin, what percentage is the ballpark at from the 214? Uh-huh. It's too much. Once we get down to point percentages and it's not for voting or something like that, I don't care.
Does Dez Bryant, does the possibility of him playing again, is that a story that wears you out?
That wears me out a little bit because I think it's kind of a fake story. Like, he's not playing for the Cowboys.
Okay.
And could he come back to football? I guess maybe, but he's not coming back to the Cowboys. And so the narrative that keeps getting pushed that he's going to play for the Cowboys as if that's a viable thing that's going to happen, I think is a little silly.
Okay.
I'm
with you there. I personally, and I think that, you know, there are some people that are big Dez fans. I personally want, you know, for him to have the dream and for him to try it. Like I have no problem with that. And if he could contribute to the Cowboys, I'd love it. But I just don't see the role being something they have. Hey, we want you to be a part-time red zone target, and you don't have to play special teams. That's just not going to work for this team.
Now, this one is interesting. I guess I hadn't really thought about this. The only one where the surgery rule doesn't hold forth is Alex Smith. I think they did. I think they did admit in that they were like, "Oh my God, I don't know what to do about any of that."
He's alive and he still has a leg. Good.
Yeah,
that's the success. He still has a leg and he's going to be able to walk. We think later in life.
But maybe that might be the one surgery update where they were really honest.
I will. Oh, go ahead.
I wonder about Romo's contract with CBS.
Because I told you already, it went up today.
That kind of beat me down.
Yeah. I will say with this, and I'm going back to the Dez Bryant, and I know it beats down some people, but this is just the reality of it. Remember, which didn't happen, because he's a free agent. Guys, I don't know. Like, if he throws with Pat Mahomes, and Pat Mahomes comes there, and he's like, man, he's really got it. And then all of a sudden, we see him signing with the Kansas City Chiefs the next day on like a one. Well, what did Pat Mahomes think? He didn't convince his organization that Dez Bryant has it. I mean, there was an opportunity there, and I don't see Dez Bryant signing with the Kansas City Chiefs, which I assume, just an assumption of mine, if I was Dez Bryant, I might want to sign with the team that has the best quarterback in the
and
NFL.
And won the Super Bowl.
And yet we did not hear anything about the Kansas City Chiefs being interested at all after Dez Bryant worked out with Pat Mahomes. But I know we got to push it to pander to the Dez Bryant fans that he's actually really still good at football.
From the 817, I could really do without the Jim Rome Sports Minute. I think we all could. From the 817, sorry, he's a jerk.
Yeah,
from
we need Feinstein back.
From the 817, I'm tired of hearing about Nick Solak. That's interesting to me. Nick Solak is one of the, like, good young players we have that hasn't already been exposed.
I don't know, man. I've heard a lot about him without
seeing much.
A lot, yeah.
Okay, who are the young players that the Rangers have?
Joey Gallo's young.
Okay.
Willie Calhoun's young.
Sure.
Ronald Guzman is young.
Exposed.
Okay. Todd Frazier is old.
Yes, that is true.
There's still a lot of potential in Odor.
Exposed.
I couldn't say that.
Oh, but
I tried to.
I think that's what I see. I get what they're saying to a certain extent about Solak, but I think that's why is like there's not a lot of good young players there, and that's why you don't have to hear that. Sorry,
as
much with the Mavericks anymore. Who are their good young players? Who cares? You have Kristaps and you have Luka, so you don't have to fake hype anybody else up. Like you didn't have to go Isaiah Roby's going to be the best player
in
the world.
That's why we need Joey Gallo to be the MVP, so that we can be like, all right, we're good. All right, now what? Now what can we add to around Joey Gallo? Yeah. But by that time, man, you've lost. You're going to have to invest all that contract, and his agent doesn't like to stick around.
In fact, last night when you guys got done watching the game and went back to y'all's room, I then got on my computer and went to Hoops Hype and said, how can I take this first-round pick that I don't really care about this year or the Golden State pick?
Yep.
And how can I take those and put that together with, like, DeLon Wright and something else and go get better players? I don't hate him. He's just so inconsistent. Like, last night after watching that game, and look, a lot of people had lack of energy. And DeLon Wright was one of the leaders in the lack of energy. And then when I went to the box score, I'm like, 0 points in 27 minutes, three turnovers.
Maybe they could have used five-hour energy.
Yeah.
Now it's just two like, new tropical flavors.
So, okay.
Yeah.
From the 817, this is fair. I'm really tired of Kevin's negative attitude. That is 100% fair. And then
try looking at his face.
I like working with this show. There might be somebody that contributes to, like, it was always like, Mike, you're so negative. You know,
yes,
on
now it's
I got
me.
A teammate.
I'm negative as well. I try. I always say I'm more realistic than negative, but I know sometimes people don't like that. From the 430, I'm tired of hearing about Randy Gregory and David Irving. I don't care if they come back. And then this, I'm surprised we haven't seen this more. From the 214, I'm tired of the coronavirus. It's the most overblown thing ever.
Our company
just messaged us and was like, hey, we have to have a big talk about this, guys, because we got some problems to deal with.
Wash your hands.
Did you not see the email, Mike?
No, I
did. I deleted it.
Mike, did you read it, Kevin?
No. Because I know how to wash my hands.
We don't have anybody in there that's qualified enough to know what to do.
Is our CEO a doctor?
Yeah.
If he is, then I'll go back and see if I can undelete it or something.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.